Robert, looking at your route to the final, big victories over Coleraine, Carrickmacross, and Mullaghorn. It's certainly been plain sailing so far.
Yes, Tom, it has been, but the teams we were playing weren't in a tough opposition. And the draw we came down, we had a bit of worries in the area. We thought we'd been hard with Coleraine and more stronger teams like Kilmacud Sevens. They had more preference, so that was a bit of a disappointment for us. Then we went into Ulster. Of course, it was unknowns. You know what you're up against, because some of them, those smaller countries, could have a strong team, but it just proved to be that they were a bit weaker than we thought they would be. We still had the professional job and passed them, we did.
Yeah, and they were both away games as well, weren't they?
Both very long, tiresome journeys, you know, down into Mullaghorn. Castlevania, the first one, was a 4-1 throw in. So we'd boys up out of bed, you know, maybe 7:30 in the morning. And we're living in Derry City. Most work the boys do is all bar work. So they were working late night and then up early in the morning. Wasn't ideal, but we had to just do what we had to do.
And tell me a little about the team of yours. Obviously, obviously everybody looks to Brendan Quigley and Alan Grant. They're probably two of your better-known players. But you've got quite a lot of players with inter-county experience.
Well, most of the boys within the squad itself have played some kind of county experience, or from underage right the whole way up. Maybe haven't played senior level. But, you know, I don't think that has to tell. I don't think the likes of Alan Grant and Brendan Quigley are the superstars of the team. They're probably strong players, but the young boys are starting to give them a run for the money now. So I know the young boys are starting to develop well in the mind. It has to go down to the boys, the years have put so much commitment into the club. It was a relatively young club in GAA terms, if you know yourself. And the young boys that are there now have been there since no age. So I think best for them.
And this is your third final there in 2012 and 2014, lost both.
Yeah, well, this is my second final person that's been manager. The first one, I wasn't part of the club. I'm originally a Ballycastle man, so I'm not that long living in the city. But yeah, the last final against Castlevania, we sort of, how do we say it? We let ourselves down. We didn't turn up. We maybe played the occasion more than played the game. So I think there's still a lot of hurting a lot of players from that.
And tell me, in terms of Setanta, you would have probably played them, and I'm not sure in your term, but they would have played quite often, maybe in challenge games, and maybe once or twice in the Ulster Senior League or the Ulster League.
Well, that was maybe a long time ago now. Maybe 5 years I'm part of the club, and we have never once played them in my time. So we haven't. So I don't really know much about Setanta, but I just want to know what I've seen this year. Like five years of the last time is a long time. Teams change a lot within 5 years. I know this team itself has changed a lot in 3 years, never mind 5 years. So we can't really judge on what we've played before.
And of course they're the Donegal senior champions. You're what, the Derry junior champions?
Yeah, unfortunately now a senior team has to play in junior from Donegal. I think maybe it's a bit of disrespect to Donegal Hearn at the same time. It's not fair, but we have to stand at AC Donegal senior. And I think it's a bit disrespectful. I think they deserve to at least be intermediate or senior. But there's nothing we can do about the powers above that make game decisions.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of your team for tomorrow's final, have you got everybody or any injuries or knocks or blows?
A couple of boys are sweating on, but we have to wait and see in the morning and see what happens. And hopefully they are match fit. But if they're not match fit, then they'll be playing. You can't risk it in the final.
And who are you talking about in terms of the biggest worries, the biggest fears, biggest concerns?
Aaron McBurney, who's got a bad groin injury, has been niggling all season, but has sort of been coming and going. He's probably the biggest worry at the minute. We have Dermot Shields, who broke his hand, it's coming on, but again, we want to see how it is tomorrow morning before we make our final decision.
And I noticed this year you entered the Antrim League. How has that been for you?
Well, we've been playing that. I'm with the club 5 years and we've been playing that mix side command. It's always been Division 3. And it's more to get the boys games regularly, because in Derry you don't get games regularly enough. You know, you can maybe get a game at the start of April or maybe look at our game to mid August, which for Namaya, only being a hurling club solely and no football, you need that kind of challenge. See, the games are very challenging to be at standard hurling. Like, we played likes of Gordon Amona, who tapped the spokes off very easily in the semi-final, and we maybe struggled against them a bit more. So that's the standard we were playing at all year.
Yeah.
But again, league pace and championship pace might be different. We don't know until tomorrow.
Isn't that the thing about the interprovincial or the provincial, really? You don't know the standard in one county to another.
Well, I think more more so at the junior level, Tom, because there is so many tight clubs. Like, I, being honest, going into tomorrow's final, I do genuinely think it might just be a toss of a coin, a puck of a ball between both teams. That's how close I see the two teams. So, you know, I can't judge where we are 100% because of the teams we've played, so I would like to think that tomorrow's final is going to be very interesting for both teams. That'll be very close. Yeah. It'll be good for the league, though.
And, of course, it'll be a first junior for both clubs because the Tanta are appearing in their third as well. They've lost the previous two.
Yeah, I would say they've been very hungry for it now. The same, like, don't get me wrong, like, our boys are very young and very inexperienced and going into it. But I think the hunger has to be there. At the final, no matter what way you look at it, it's a final for both teams. And I would say both teams have to get with a lot of hunger and determination to win it. There's no point in just going and saying, ah, we're beat, we're not good enough. You know, no team has to think that. Both teams have to go and just play the game and see what happens.
When you woke up this morning and saw the rain, did that be of concern?
No, not really, Tom, because I'll tell you why. See the rain, both teams have to play another one, so it's the same for both teams.
Yeah. So all in all, looking forward to the final. Great to be there, but when you get to a final, there's no prize for being second.
Definitely not. Now, I'd say I was manager of the camp of any game last time out, and still haven't gone away. That taste of defeat never goes away. It's hard to take. So I'd say the same goes for the Campbell guys. It's a ton of long time. They've been there. They've lost finals. It's not easy to take. It's always the back of your mind. You can never get rid of that hurt you get in the provincial final. You're one step away from a semi-final in All Ireland. Then if you win that day, you're one step away from Crook Park, you know. So it means a lot. You know, I think maybe some people think, oh, it's only junior hurling. But to people playing junior hurling, it means more than just winning and lost their title. Some boys are getting their first chance to push on and go and play in Crook Park. That's important to a lot of boys.